Here are today's top three at TC. Number one, everybody was angry. You know, Mike, I got so fired up during that half-line drill, I wanted to run out there and punch somebody.
Well, you wouldn't have been alone. There was a lot of fisticuffs going on.
They're angry down there, too.
It's an angry day. We even saw a couple of assistant coaches jawing and barking at each other a little bit. It was quite the day on the practice field. Lots of extracurriculars after snaps. The head coach wasn't crazy about how far some of it went, but physical and spirited, no doubt.
Number two, Jeff Janis takes another dive.
Well, Mike McCarthy said yesterday, Jeff Janis makes a play pretty much every day he's out there, and he did it again today, a diving catch, second day in a row with an impressive diving catch going to the ground and grabbing a ball that looked like a pretty tough play. I've only seen him drop maybe one pass that was really catchable, and you know, this competition for the final receiver spots, Mike McCarthy said it's going to come down to the end, and Jeff Janis is right in the middle of it.
Does he play special teams?
We have to find that out still. He did not play in the Tennessee game last week. He'll get his first preseason action in St. Louis.
Yeah, again, this final wide receiver on the roster has got to be a special teams performer. And number three, training camp 2014 is? Mike, finish that.
I'll say deep and competitive. I think the competition for roster spots and for jobs is part of the angriness, the orneriness that we saw on the practice field today. And this team is deep. This 90-man roster is pretty impressive. They have a lot of guys who can play, and that's why it's so competitive.
There are two abbreviated weeks of training camp left. I have a feeling what we experienced today was the peak of training camp. I think this is going to start to wind down now, and this is a good time to make an assessment of what we've seen. And here's what I've seen. The weather has been fantastic.
Yeah.
The crowds have been sensational, and this is the best Packers team I've seen in the four training camps I've covered. No top three at TC tomorrow, but join us on Friday evening from St. Louis for our final thoughts.